You say UFO. In Venezuela, we say ovnis.
Because it's...
What?
Now we're recording. Welcome to another Latino with a Podcast and the Latino with a Podcast. Christian Henningsmeyer, who wasn't recording before for the last 50 minutes. And I am today with Antonio Nasso. And I introducing as the shortest...
time traveling.
As the best comic, but short comic that I know, under five.
And
according to him.
We talked about how he has an inch and a half on me, and he's shit-talking height.
And we're not talking about...
He's 2025. He's going to get canceled.
You know, like, I have a friend, like, he's 5'9". Like, it's stupid when he's not recording. Yeah. Because I want to recreate what just happened, but something else just comes. So, I have this story. Like, I have one friend who was a comic. He moved to Seattle. Shout out to him. Jamal, I miss you so much. Okay. But he had a joke that I always say I'm 5'8", because... That's what I think I am. So
it's like when comics are like, yeah, I could do 20 minutes and they got three. Whatever it is, just subtract 10 from that total.
Yeah, but...
So you're probably 5'4".
No, I'm 5'8", apparently. And he's a little taller than me. So he's been saying that he's 5'9", to his dating apps and whatever. And apparently he went out with one that alleged...
Wearing stuff.
Apparently she was 5'9". And when they meet, she was a little taller than him. And... They have a beautiful date. They have a beautiful, amazing experience. They fuck. Next day, like, she messaged him, like, hey, I really have a good time with you. I really like to continue this. But you 100% lied to me because you are not fucking by 9. You're 5'8". And, like, I cannot believe you lied to me. And then he was like, I didn't lie to me. Christian lied to me.
Women are like Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday. They're like, you got a claw for that inch. They love the inches. Like, dating is a game of inches.
But he blamed me. He was like, no. I didn't like Christian lie in any case. God. He told me he was 5'8". That's why I told you.
I love how, like, the whole body positivity movement and, like, accepting people. And they're like, no, I cannot deal with a man who's not 5'9".
Okay, you know what? Let's go this path. Like, have you have any, like, experience like that dating?
Have you not watched my stand-up special?
That decision, they're like, it's not gonna work.
No, I didn't even get that far. Are you kidding me? I, like, one of the stories of matching with a girl on an app one time. This was before, like, it was like out of the closet for women to ask height. Okay. Like, I'm in the middle for like 2 days. We're talking, and she's like, "By the way, how tall are you?" And as I was writing the answer, I'm looking at her picture, and it starts like disappearing, like Scotty Star Trek. And I was like, "What just happened?" And I went back, and she just unmatched me. Like at the sight of the answer came through, and simultaneously she was already like, "Whoa!" Like unmatched, and it was disintegrating off my screen, like Scotty.
Instead of seeing the three dots, she just saw a five, and she's like, nope.
Yeah. I was like, what just happened? I was so mad. I was like, what? And then it dawned on me that, like, they really are obsessed. I think it's probably universal, but Midwest, they're very, it's like they can't get past that. Anywhere else in the world, they're kind of like, yeah, I prefer it, but it's not like going to be the end all be all. But the Midwest, that's like one of my jokes. I'm like, they want Gandalf. They want somebody who's 7'5" to come over and physically pick them up off the ground and be like, we're going for a walk, like through the forest. And they're holding them over the trees.
I saw this shit. And I saw it on another podcast. I don't know the name of the podcast, so I cannot pull it out. But I saw it on a clip that it was like dating explained on the Midwest. And it's like the tallest dudes like super shorties. So the tall guys like the shorties, and obviously the shorties like tall guys. So they keep all the shorties. So then what is left on the pool is like kind of like
us.
We're the
fruit on the ground.
But shorties and tall women. Because the tall guys don't like tall women. Okay. So now we're fucked because they want the tall guys, but the tall guys are with
the
short
women.
But
then the funniest part is those tall guys are the biggest douches. And then they're like, oh, why are all these guys such douches? And I'm like, because you're dating guys that are just douches. And they happen to just be 5'11". Sorry, fellas.
No, fact. But I do have friends that have dated like multiple guys. It's like, dude, like tall guys are so fucking like disrespectful and they are annoying and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, do you want to do a date? He's like, no, you're 5'8". It's like, you're looking for the like.
Dude, it is. It's been ingrained like culturally, like
yeah,
for so long that women aren't ready to have that conversation yet. That's like, that's the other joke for my special where it's like,
you want to be there.
You should queue up the clip. It was like, I'm so sick of the games, but how tall are you? I'm tired of men objectifying women's bodies, but how tall are you? One girl called me a nugget.
It starts with 5.
Mm. She wrote that. She goes, are you a nugget? You look little. And I was like, what the fuck? A nugget?
I can be the full chicken, okay?
The joke, if I called her a Big Mac, I would have got canceled. Are you Grimace? You know,
dude, why are we even like that? Like, I have a friend.
Let's get back to jab hunting.
No. I have a friend that this is a problem with women. They do like fuck boys, and they don't. They like. Talk to their to themselves, being like, no. Like, I just want.
I like what I like.
Yeah, I just want a nice guy to treat me well. It's like, no, you like fuck boys. And I have this story of a friend.
If he's 5'11".
Yeah,
if he's 5'11".
She was gonna date like a guy. Like, she had 2 matches. She was actively talking to on Tinder, I believe it was, but doesn't matter. Whatever happened. And one was super respectful guy. He's like, hey, I would like to take you to a coffee or maybe an ice cream day. Or if you want, we can walk on the lake, like just to get to know each other.
Jesus. We can walk. I'll take you for a walk on the water, sweetheart. Yeah. I'm Jesus. Come with me. I'll turn all Lake Michigan into wine.
Exactly. This was an amazing guy.
Jesus. She was dating Jesus. She was on Christian Mingle.
No, she was talking to Jesus. And
this girl matched with Jesus on Tinder.
But
Jesus was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to the other side. I'm coming back. I said I was be back. I'm back.
And I
ain't playing around anymore. I died for your sins. Now it's time to die for mine.
She will be so cheap to Jesus. He's like, look at this. He just turns all the one in this wine.
Oh my God. You guys, I matched with Jesus.
He's such a nice guy, but she's boring.
He's got really good abs because he does CrossFit. And but that's about it. You know, he had no personality.
They're trying to
woo me and wow me with like, tricks.
But he's from.
He kept saying he was the Lamb of God.
Jerusalem. Yeah. So there, people are not tall enough.
Mm-hmm.
So he might be Jesus, mm-hmm. but he's like 5'7".
You wait a minute. Let me get this straight, Stephanie. You match with Jesus, but you won't go out with him because he's not 5'11". He's the Son of God.
He can turn water into wine.
He's not 5'11".
Wine. He's like,
oh, I fucked him, but I'm not going to hang out with him because he lied about his height on Tinder.
Yeah, but if I have heels, like fuck. Okay,
this is actually a really funny concept.
But this is the story. Yeah, like this is the story. Like she was gonna date this guy, amazing guy, respectful. She's like, oh, I don't have time. She's like, well, whenever you have time. Then she had the other one. The other one's like, yo, bitch. Oh, like, not bitch, but she was like, hey, I'm gonna pick you up at 8. And she's like, excuse me, like I have shit to do. I cannot go out today. Like, yeah, you can go out. I'll pick you up at 8. Just send me your address, whatever. And she sent him the address. And he's like, he's not going to, like, I told him, no, like, okay, this is my address for another. He just came to the place, and he's like, well, let me go up. And she's like,
go up? What? Was he a comic?
To her apartment.
How do I get up?
And she was like, no, you're not coming to my house. Like, I don't know you. He's like, just park. Just let me come up for a little bit. We drink something, and then we go out. And she's like, I told you, I have stuff to do. She opened the door.
Some Dahmer shit.
She said, you know what? I have to finish some stuff. So, like, I just because of that, I'm going to let you up because I'm not ready. So she went down. She opened. He went up. They fuck. And then he never speak to her again. She's like, I don't know why. It's like, you have a nice guy and a fucking fuck boy that unannounced came to your house and was like, let me go out.
Fuck boy is just Grubhub for
yeah, and then she's like, I don't know. Like, I love him. It's like, what about the other dude? Oh, it's so boring. It's like, this is on you.
know.
This is, I'm so sorry, but this is on you.
And then she had Jesus waiting in the wing. She's like, I'd rather go out with Beelzebub, you know.
Oh, by the way, we were talking like in the part that we didn't know this. In the part that we didn't record, we were talking about job hunting because he doesn't have a job.
And then
I don't have a job.
But then I misunderstood, you know, because you said job hunting and I thought you said something extremely racist.
But no, this topic is better. Right? Because I. Did you like. Were you born here or were you born?
Venezuela.
In Venezuela.
I lost the accent many years ago. Yeah, I came here to pursue comedy, and it's
I hope another
Italiano podcast.
I hope that fades my accent. I don't believe it will. I believe it will always be there.
I think that accent will help you with women, because even if you lose it, you can just turn it back on. Be like, because like, think about it, if I'm like, babe, let me come up for a second. Be like,
arepas.
Babe, I bought arepas.
I bought arepas. Let me go up, mama huevo.
And bien like, me sabe. I have two arepas. I'm going to arepa.
Empanadas, cachapas. And they're like, okay.
Let him up and let him fuck my arepa.
I don't know. Maybe it will like, it help me in some aspects, and in other aspects, it won't help me at all. Mm. Like I get
it's pulled a good radio voice.
I get pulled over and it's like,
in some aspects.
What's up, Mr. Cop? And they're like,
Mr. Don't call him Mr. Cop.
Mr. Cop, give me the fucking pen. What up?
Like you're now just faking the accent.
Mr. Police.
Hello, Mr. Cop. Not hello, officer. You should do it like in a sexy way. Like, what seems to be the problem, officer? I was just driving.
That's
home.
Russian.
I was. No, that this would be Russian. Russian. I'm just trying to get home so that my arepa cheddar cheese does not get cold.
Apparently, if you're going to get robbed, you just start speaking like Russian, like on the phone.
You're making big mistake.
Exactly.
Vladimir will be here in 2 minutes.
People leave you alone. They're like, no. Like,
I don't know if
they're dangerous.
Like, that's going to be the first thing in your head when he's like, give me your money. And you got a gun at you. Like, wait a minute. Wait. I heard that if you speak in Russian, you'll have a bullet hole.
I do have a bomb. Okay.
Well, that's what's being built behind you on that dry board.
I'm not going to show you that.
Or he lives with Goodwill Hunting.
Secrets.
There's a dry board behind him. It looks like the Goodwill Hunting mathematic equation. And he's like, I don't know. It's my roommate. So I'm like, your roommate's plotting the end of America, or he's Goodwill Hunting.
Or the start of America.
The new America.
Like, we're going to send these to
Russia.
German. Sure. We're in the group chat. We know.
Yeah, we know all the plans. Jesus is on that group chat, too.
I love that we're talking about Jesus. Because there's a topic about that. You know what? I'll do the introduction of the topic, but then we're going to come back to Jesus. Are you ready? I do not know at this moment in my life how to discern when a video is real or fake. Like when you see an OVNI, like OVNIs, like, oh, this happened in the...
What?
OVNIs.
OVNIs.
OVNI, like the fucking aliens.
Oh.
When you see that OVNI, how do you call it?
OVNI?
Oh, UFO. You say UFO.
UFO. Oh, you guys, you say UFO. In Venezuela, we say OVNIs.
Because it's...
What?
Objeto volador no identificado. So it's OVNI.
Spell it.
O-B, like violet, N-I.
OVNI.
And you say UFO. Yeah. It's like unidentified flying object.
I love how you said it with like... You Americans.
These fucking Americans. Oh, no shit. But when I see a video, like, there's so much technology to fake
it was
that.
All the AIs and shit now.
Exactly that. I don't know. Like, it can be real. It can be someone like, hey, this is just happening in Chicago.
It's
like
on TikTok now with, like sirens and mermaids.
Yeah,
like, oh, my God, I was on the deep sea. I was fishing. This mermaid, look at her, and it's like, meow. So it's like this lady with like a purple wig.
And it's like, you know, this is fucking fake.
Yeah, but like, how much money did you spend on a fake mermaid body, though?
But what if 1% of all those fucking fake videos is real and it's such a
Oh, I believe that.
That we're like, that's fucking fake, and it's like, dude, I just have it.
Because the sea is very. Odd. I lived in Alaska and I would do deep sea fishing. And it is psychotic. Like, you are like in the middle of nowhere. You feel like you're you're like in the forest, like you feel like you're in the forest when you know when you're in the forest and like you're surrounded, it feels like there's like a presence.
Yeah.
That's what the ocean feels like. A buddy of mine went deep sea fishing and he's like he was supposed to go out for a month. He's like, Anthony, one night I woke up and you ever see the movie The Perfect Storm? And I was like, yeah, and he goes, there was a wave like this, and we were a little boat. And he's like, and I wrote a letter to my daughter. I thought I was never coming home. He goes, as soon as we ported, I spent $2,000, which is all I made, on a one-way ticket, and I quit the job. I'm like, that's why seafood's so expensive. These people, sometimes they don't come back. So I could imagine you seeing some shit that's weird out in the water. Now, do I believe all of these sirens and mermaid videos?
No.
But I think that there might be some weird identified species in the water or something that we're not aware of.
No,
how far down it goes.
No,
too.
In the fucking water, yes. Like, mm-hmm. like the, all these fucking, like, every time they're like, oh, we found a new species on the bottom of the sea with this rubber. It's something like it makes lies. And
it's
super weird. It's like, we know it's an animal, but this is fucked up.
that could be another, what is it called? OBNI?
OBNI.
That could be another funny sketch where the OBNI retrieves an iPhone and she makes a dating profile. I matched with this mermaid. It's like, I'm just killing it. I had Jesus last week. This mermaid now, you know, I don't know.
But I'm going to date the fuck boy. Yeah. Either way.
This guy came up with Grubhub and I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, just come up. But, like, we're gonna make a pause and we're gonna come back with more about the ocean because I really
the ocean.
I really hate.
Although that's like a teaser, and we're gonna be right back with more about the Pacific.
Bum, bum, bum.
The OBNI ocean.
Okay, we're gonna come back and we are back. We were in the bottom of the oceans and sirens do not like guys under 6 foot. So
no, they love guys over six under 6 foot because they can fit in the shell.
No, they're like,
I want that guy to fit into my show with me.
Like, I'm fine. Like,
that would be hilarious.
Like, I'm fine now.
Short dudes only started mating with mermaids because they preferred short dudes too.
And at that moment,
you were the Perseus. Who's the king of the ocean? Perseus,
Poseidon.
Poseidon, the king.
But in that moment,
king of the ocean.
And I'm telling you, a lot of short kings just go to the ocean to go for mermaids. And that point, women's like. What the fuck? We're here.
Yeah,
like, we are here.
We're on land and they're going in the sea. What? There's going to be some kind of revolution where like short people are going to be like the new in. You know?
Yeah, they're like
all those short kings are getting banged like for the first time like ever, and they're like, oh my god.
That happened to kind of happened to me in high school. Like when there's not like junior da da da. There's like first, second, third until fifth of high school. So when we were in third. All the women from our class were talking to the guys in the fifth because they're like, oh, they're older, da da da. They like older dudes, totally fine. So when we were in third, we started like knowing the women on second and first. So when we get to fifth, we were talking to the women that were in the third grade. And the women on our...
So you're pedophiles.
Yes. And the all of us. But on the women on our level, like on our same course, they were like, why are you talking to them? They're like younger. This is sick. This is not okay. It's like, you were talking to the guys in senior when you were...
Right.
But
right.
Now that we are in senior, you want us? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, no. Now you... And
that
was so upset.
Every high school and ever, anywhere. Like... That you always befriend like the sophomore, or the freshman girls when you're like older. It just happens.
Yeah, because
not necessarily always like you're dating or banging. It's just sometimes they're just fun,
but
more fun than.
And also that happens in real life, like when women are like 18 to 24, let's say, they really like the older guy that's 30 because he's more mature. I don't want to date like a guy who's 18. He's a fucking kid. He doesn't know what's going on. Like, this guy has a job. He has a car, blah, 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 blah. But then when they are 30 and one of their friends who's 30 is dating a 24-year-old, they're like, what the fuck, you fucking pedophile? She's a kid. It's like, when you were that age,
oh yeah, yeah.
You were dating.
There's definitely some backwards standards. Like, if you were to be like, yeah, you know, I met this 18-year-old chick on spring break, they're like, you friggin' scumbag. But then if it's like some lady that's like, this 21-year-old came up to me at the bar and told me that was beautiful. And like, you go slay queen.
Yeah.
Slay.
Like, when they're that age, they're like 22. It's like, I'm dating a 30-year-old guy. He's amazing. But when they're 30, they're like, and they see a 30-year-old dating a 22, it's like, that's fucking sick.
Yeah,
we are
a lot of backwards shit.
And it's like, you did this.
Like the whole thing with the short kings, like body positivity. Like, we're all about body. Don't call people fat. Don't do this. Don't body shame. Don't do this. But then, like, I see clips on the internet all the time of women with, like, stand up and, like, they're like, little short king.
No, not only that.
How is that okay?
And for men, this is the fucked up part for men. Like, you cannot control your height or how long your dick is. And the other thing that they, like, criticize, how long, how many inches do you have outside of you? But I see a lot of women criticizing when men have like small dicks. And it's like, I cannot control that. Like,
I can't get an implant. I mean, I guess maybe you could. I don't know, but that would also be really weird. You're just like walking around out like at the gym, your fake dick hanging out. Like,
yeah.
Anybody want to spot me? Is that thing real? Of course, it's real.
It's like silicone, like
it just bursts all over the bench press. Like, ah, I think it hit with hot
but
silicone.
Like, you cannot control it, and they talk shit about men who had like have another story time. I remember once I was in a group chat with the friends of my girlfriend
and Fox News.
I don't know why. No. I was not in the group chat. It was like the women group chat. But my girlfriend.
How did you end up in the women's group chat?
No. I was not. I was not in there. Like,
I hacked my way.
I had to
see what these bitches are looking for.
So I transitioned when I. No. But my girlfriend showed me, and they were talking about this guy, and they were mocking him like hard because this guy has the audacity of sending a nude to the girl he was dating. And he has a small dick.
Micro penis, I believe they call it.
No.
I don't know nothing about it. I got a macro.
No, it wasn't. I believe it wasn't even a micro penis, but it was a small one. But they were mocking him hard. They were like, look at this little, just jokes. He's so stupid. Then, same group of women. One day, they find out that one ex of one of them, he said to other of his friends that she has a loose vagina. How can he talk like this about women's bodies? A fucking asshole. And they went and they key his car because.
So you said they went and killed him.
And kill him. No, they key his car.
They went and they killed him.
But it's like.
Shit's backwards, man. We got our throats cut.
But I was like, you did exactly this a week ago with the dick of a guy. But now he's talking shit about.
This is the world.
It's like, this is. Okay. You know what? I'll do it right now.
Women.
I thought he was going to call his ex.
I cry.
Call her up. Like, yo, here you are. You're on the podcast.
Remember that time? Okay. I said we're going to get back to Jesus because, again, knowing that something is real or not is becoming a lot more difficult.
AI.
And just like people doing like CGI or
I'm
whatever.
I'm actually an AI. Anthony couldn't make it, so.
Yeah, he's not here.
When I stand up, I'm 6 foot.
You just
can't even walk around in this basement.
But one of the things that I thought on this topic, like for me, is aliens, is mermaids, all of that. Like some of it might be true, and you don't know.
About Mothman.
Like the fucking pyramids. That recently they're like, oh, they have a structure underneath. It's like, it might be true, it might be not. I don't fucking know. But
what about Mothman?
It's fucking true.
That's the scariest thing ever. The guy who reported it at O'Hare was just like this like Mexican dude who's got like a family. And he was like, they found him like in his truck, like shaking. And they interviewed him. And he's like, I was just sitting here. I was loading up. I was getting ready to go home. And I look up and there's this 6 foot tall man with wings staring at me. And that's been like multiple reports of this around the city from like credible people, which is what's so insane.
But that's why.
So
every person who's above 6 foot, I just see him.
Imagine he was just really short and it was just a tall dude. It was just a tall dude. He was like, I was coming home from my fraternity party. I thought I could fly. But no, people have seen it. Like other people have seen it at the zoo. So look, it's hard to believe, right? But it started originated in West Virginia, and that was like in the 60s.
And he moved to Chicago.
He moved to Chicago because he wanted a better life. And he wanted to get away from the meth and into more of crime. That is actually really funny. The Mothman wanted a better life, so he moved to Chicago to pursue gang violence.
And he's now one of the Latin kings.
It's just crazy. I don't think we should talk about that anymore. The Mothman King. But whenever there's like that many stories, I feel like there's some truth to it. But I don't know what that truth is.
All of these stories, like the guy who filmed, apparently a person on the top of a mountain, like with his cell phone, and he really like zoomed. And it's like, dude, if that's a person, that person is like 11 foot tall.
The Mothman, you mean?
No, a guy who filmed this on
but what filmed what?
He was filming a mountain, and in the mountain there was like someone walking. Mm. But if you escalate, it looks like a person, but from here, if you can see it, that person is like 11 feet tall. So he have all the women.
Maybe that was the Mothman. It was the Mothman, where it's where he brings his bitches up to the cave.
Yeah, he has all the women. That guy is really doing it. But apparently that guy disappeared. Mm. The guy who filmed it, he just vanished. And it's like, this is weird. Like, people who like, hey, I saw an OVNI, and then they disappeared. That's fucking weird.
I think it's creepy. I've never seen anything, but there's so many people that they live by the zoo. They're like legitimate people that are like, I live by the zoo. I was walking my dog. This is what I saw. You know, it's not like people that are like looking to, you know, gain like a social media following. They're like retirees. Exactly. They're like, I was out with my puppy.
So some of it have to be real.
Something's going on.
Something's going on.
Chicago's got a very, very mystique, very big mystique to it. Like as far as like hauntings and stuff. Have you ever heard the stories about like Lincoln Park?
No.
So like right in Lincoln Park, again, people who live in the neighborhood, this is all interviews, legitimate interviews. People that are like, they've seen people walking around in like World War clothing at night, with bayonets. So apparently, I guess it was some kind of disease, or maybe it was like the chicken pox or something epidemic. And they basically buried them there.
Okay.
And I think they were, so somebody said something about something in connection with the water, and it was close to the water, so they ended up moving them because they didn't want the Lake Michigan water to get contaminated.
And so, then we do.
So now we just built a park.
We just dye green.
Yeah, now we just built a park there, so these bodies, were buried there and now are, roaming. The same thing with the theater. It used to be called, I think, the Oriental Theater. They thought that was a racist name, so they changed the name. It's a different name now.
And the Oriental is like, what?
That's a terrible story. Do you know the history of that?
No.
So downtown, there was a big production, like a play or something, and one of the curtains caught on fire. And this was like back in the day before they had like flame retardant type stuff, you know? Okay. And it caught fire during the production. So people got up to leave. They're like, it's on fire.
Okay.
But the doors were blocked by excess curtains, and then it was latched, and they couldn't open it. And then within seconds, the entire theater
was
engulfed in flames, and everybody died. So that there's people now who work in Chicago, like downtown. They're like, I've gone out in that alley, and I've seen people. I've seen like apparitions. People that work in the theater now hear stuff. It's on the ghost tour too. Like, have you ever taken a ghost tour of Chicago?
That sounds really interesting.
It is horrifying the way that people died. Okay, situation.
Do they have like tours? Because yeah, there's always tours.
So the biggest ghost tours will take you through there because that's like a historical thing. The other thing is around the Riverwalk, there was a big accident and a boat capsized or something, and a lot of people drowned. There's like construction workers in Chicago that like refuse to work after dusk because they're like, we hear and see terrifying things. This whole city's haunted in like a really crazy way that I've never seen anywhere else.
Yeah,
but we never talk about it because we're like, we gotta go to the river dying, we gotta go to get drunk, it's the Cubs and the Sox. Meanwhile, there's like ghosts just roaming around, and you know, and like, whether or not you believe in this stuff, like there's definitely, like, Congress Hotel. That place is weird. If you ever walk around, there's
weird.
An energy to it that's weird. People that work in the Green Mill, Al Capone's old jaunt, people say that, like, the bathroom door slams shut sometimes. And there's so many stories that if you've got thousands of stories, it doesn't mean all 1,000 are true, but
at least one.
Some of these, obviously, there's a pattern, you know.
Well, once, like, I can... I think I know where the picture is, but I was in the river, like on a boat, because I have money. No, someone.
I'm on a boat.
Someone I know have money, but we were just doing like the, you know, the
jet ski.
No, no. We were just going around the river, and
you saw Mothman.
Yes. No, I saw a construction site, and I was like, oh, this looks. It was like a sunset, so it looked really cute. And I was like, oh, I'll take a picture of it. And I took like three pictures, like one after the other. I was like, clack, clack, okay, cool. And then when I was home, because I didn't realize in the moment, when I saw the pictures, there's like a UFO. You can see like the lights. It's like
an orb?
No, it's like three green dots. Mm. And in one picture, it's in one point. And the second picture that is like 1 second later, the same three dots, same size, is like
over a different direction.
Like 2-3 miles from where it was. And it's like the same size. Hmm. And it's like, if it is a reflection or something to the lens, like you, and it's a different angle, you see that maybe like they're different size. They're like, something will change. And it's like, no, they're like, just the three dots. And there's actually a second one, but they're, like, just in our place. And it's like, I just saw a UFO, but I never posted because, like, I don't want to disappear. I don't. I would like to stay in Chicago. Yeah, I should put that in
the X-Files. Yeah, send me that picture.
No,
there's a lot of crazy stuff in the city that, like...
What is the crazy? Like, with this, we're going to close the episode, but we're going to talk about Jesus. The bonus content, for sure, but... What is the craziest? You said you haven't seen anything, but what is the craziest you have heard of from someone you know, or the craziest that you almost saw?
About Jesus?
No, about like these weird stories about Chicago.
Oh, God.
Don't you have like someone that's like your friend or... It's well, not like, house, this is the story of a story of a friend.
But... Well, the house I lived in well, a couple times, the house I lived in Alaska was haunted.
Ah, no, and geez. I love that.
And then when I came home... I don't know what happens if it like sort of like opens you up to that type of thing or what, but so I came home that summer. I'm from New Jersey, so I was going home for the summer. My friend was staying in South Jersey. It's a lot of old Victorian homes, and this is 100% true story. And he's like, "You can stay in my roommate's room. She's out of town." So I was like, "Cool." So I go to bed. I wake up in the middle of the night and I see this dude at the foot of the bed in a suit, and he's like putting clothes away. And I was like, "Oh crap!" Boyfriend came home, so I like sit up in the bed. I'm like, "Hey, I'm really sorry. I'm Sean's friend. He told me you guys were out of town. I'll get out of here." And as I start getting up, I like look up, and the image just kind of just faded out of the room. And I was like, "Am I losing my mind?" So I just didn't say anything. I was like, "I must be high and not realize that I did drugs." So the next night, I go to sleep, and I hear like a giggling, and I look over at the wall, and there's like a really bright red shoes, white stockings, and a green dress. It's just this little girl just sitting there.
Okay.
And I close my eyes, put the blanket over. I'm like,
bye.
I don't know what's happening. So in the morning, I grab my friend and his girlfriend. I'm like, I got to talk to you guys something. Something weird's been happening in this room at night. And they're like, they both like were like, what? Like they knew something. And I was like, well, the first night I saw a guy in a suit, and the second night, last night, I saw a little girl in a green dress, and she drops her bowl and she screams. And I'm like, what? Why are you screaming? She goes, we thought she was lying. We're like, who? She's like, our roommate. That's why she moved out. She's been staying with her boyfriend because she keeps seeing a man in a suit and a little girl in a green dress.
Oh my fucking
God. So I'm like, you saw this and she saw it and you stuck me in there anyway, like I'm a guinea pig? And she's like, well, yeah, kinda. We thought she was lying to get out of paying rent. So
I want to stay there.
That was terrifying.
But
that's the first time I've ever actually seen a ghost. That was like in my late 20s.
Do you believe that if you go to try to leave the same experience, your reaction will be different? Because I believe now, if I can relieve some of the experience I have when I was younger, I'll try to understand, like have a better understanding instead of being scared, being like, let me try to talk to the fucking girl. Let me
maybe. Like, I don't know. But the thing is that what makes me know that was real was that I had no previous recollection or knowledge of anything. I just went into it thinking I'm sleeping in an extra spare bedroom.
Yeah, and it was the same people. It was not like you saw something different. It was like the exact same.
Yeah. And I've had stuff like that happen. Like I have other stories, like the one from the Alaska house. I have some from another house. Like, and I think that once you're sort of like attuned to it and open to it, other stuff starts to happen.
It starts to happen.
It's crazy.
Well, I have Sarah Holcomb here, and she has a lot of crazy stories that I love. And that was a really good episode with Sarah Holcomb. This one.
Well, the first 20 minutes were really good, and he's like, he goes, I have a secret. It's not been recorded. I'm like, all right. Well, we were on a whole tirade about matching with Jesus on Tinder.
We're going to get back to that in the bonus content, but I like to keep talking about spooky stories. But this is the episode. Any shows coming up? This is going to come out in 2 weeks.
Oh, well.
No, okay.
Tomorrow night at the Laugh Factory. But by that point, we'll be in the future.
Come tomorrow now to the Laugh Factory if you see this
in the future
for some reason.
You see this in another dimension, parallel universe. If you're watching
tomorrow,
hey, I saw your podcast in a parallel universe. I'm here. That would be spooky.
You're like, what the fuck? Is the girl in the green red dress?
Yeah, La Donna.
Okay, adios.
Adios.